This is a story about my current fuck buddy, Jamie. Names changed, of course. As stated in previous stories, I'm blonde, blue-eyed, 5 feet 4 inches, and curvy in an athletic way. Me, NSFW, https://imgur.com/a/juke1l https://imgur.com/a/juke1l Jamie is 5 feet 10 inches, with dark hair and intense eyes. He normally wears glasses and has one of his ears pierced, and my first impression of him is that he looked smart, and kind of hipster. He's tatted and a little more alternative than the men I normally date, so I was pleasantly surprised that we ended up getting along so well. He ended being super nice and soft-spoken, so I figured he would be kind of vanilla in the bedroom. I was not correct. The first time we fucked, he surprised me by leaving bruises. Normally, when guys choke me, they do so in a way that's light enough where you're never really uncomfortable. Jamie would choke me hard enough where I felt like I could pass out. I was into it, but I hadn't experienced that before, and I certainly wasn't expecting it from this quiet, liberal, uber-smart hipster guy. Once I realized he was a true dom, our sex life got pretty wild, so this is a story from one of the wilder times. Jamie and I hadn't seen each other in a while. We agreed to meet up for drinks. The tension was pretty palpable. We both got a little drunk and then agreed to walk back to mine. As we were walking, he stopped and pulled me against him on the street corner. He slid one hand into my hair and tugged it gently, sending a rush through my whole body. He kissed me slowly and pulled my hair a little bit harder. I pressed my hips against him, already feeling his hard on through his jeans. I heard him suck in a breath before he turned and kept walking. Come on. By the time we got to mine, we were both pretty turned on. We went into my bedroom and immediately started making out. I went to undo his pants and he grabbed my hand. Not yet. We're doing things differently tonight. I had no idea what he meant by that, but the unknown turned me on. I was in nothing but a thong, while he was shirtless and I could feel my pussy beginning to soak through my underwear. He grabbed one of my scarves and gestured at my hands. Put your wrists out. I extended my wrists and let him tie them securely to my headboard. I felt exposed, with my arms tied above my head and my hard nipples in full view. Jamie clearly liked that and bent over so that he could tease one of my nipples with his tongue. I moaned involuntarily and he grazed my nipple lightly with his teeth, making me squirm. He laughed at my reaction and cupped my breast gently. Stop moving. He pulled something out of his pocket. If you're not going to listen, I'm going to have to punish you. He leaned closer to me and slipped the blindfold over my face. Trust me. You're going to like this. I'd never felt this exposed before. The combination of being restrained and not able to see left me feeling powerless, but weirdly turned on. I could feel my clit throbbing and my skin felt extra sensitive to his touch. Every sensation felt amplified. He began to kiss my neck, slowly at first and then becoming more rough. He nipped my neck, leaving what felt like bite marks. I pressed my hips against him and felt a sharp pain as he lightly slapped me. Not yet. I could feel his breath against my belly as he began to tease one of my nipples with his fingers, pinching it and kneading it until the feeling became unbearable. My breathing began to get ragged. He began to kiss along my inner thighs, grazing them with his teeth. The combination of pleasure and pain began to drive me crazy. I started to moan. Without warning, he slid a finger into me. My pussy tensed and I let out an unintelligible sound. I could hear how wet I was from the sounds his fingers were making as they fucked me. All of a sudden, he stopped. I made a disappointed sound and had barely shut my mouth before he was forcing his fingers into it. I want you to taste yourself. I sucked his fingers deep into my mouth, circling them with my tongue. I wanted his cock, and I wanted him to knead it. I heard the sound of a zipper and realized he was undressing. I lay there for what felt like forever, without knowing what was coming next. All of a sudden, I felt the tip of his cock press against my lips. I opened my mouth and felt his hands tangle in my hair, forcing me to take his cock deeper. He fucked my mouth hard, making me gag. Not being able to see him or touch him made it more intense and I knew we would only stop when he was satisfied. He pulled his cock out of my mouth and I could feel my own spit drip onto my face. With my hands tied, I couldn't wipe it off, but the humiliation was weirdly arousing. I felt him shift on the bed before feeling my thong be ripped down. He nudged the head of his cock against the entrance to my pussy. You're wet. You like being mine? You like doing exactly what I say? He punctuated each question by sliding the head of his cock up and down my pussy, Just teasing. I was already on the edge and I began to whimper. He finally slid into me and I gasped. He began to fuck me slowly but deep, rubbing my clit with his fingers. He moved my legs up and onto his shoulders, fucking me at an impossibly deep angle. He leaned forward and wrapped his fingers around my neck, changing my moans into tiny, frequent gasps. Each thrust made me tighten around him and I could tell he was going to make me come. All of a sudden, he released his grip on my neck and stopped. I moaned in frustration and then froze, bracing for him to slap me again. Nothing. I could still feel him inside of me, but I couldn't tell why he had stopped. Then, I heard a familiar buzzing and felt him press a bullet vibe against my clit. I swore and my hips bucked, trying to adjust to the intense new sensation. He began to fuck me again, this time with a new urgency. I could feel my orgasm building. The combination of his cock inside of me and the vibe on my clit was driving me insane. I wrapped my legs around him as I got closer and closer. I could hear his breathing and knew that seeing me like this was getting him close too. Finally, my orgasm hit and I came intensely, moaning his name. I legitimately blacked out for a couple seconds but he continued to fuck me as my pussy convulsed around his cock. Finally I felt his cock pulse deep inside me as he came inside me. We both lay there for a couple of seconds before he untied my hands and removed my blindfold. He kissed me deeply and then pulled me against him so we could cuddle. Trying to figure out how to ask him to do that again. Feel free to give me feedback on which FWB you liked hearing about more. I have lots of stories from both of them. Smile.